Well, 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 my luscious ones. I am convinced after today that every February 29th, every year that we get that extra day, it has to be reserved for fucking or doing something and or all things sexual, because it has just been, my goodness, such a horny day for me. And I know you think I have horny days every single day, and I could with the right incentive, don't get me wrong. But this is just it. An extra horny day for that extra day of the year. And I actually love it. I've had a good day. And I really hope you have as well. In this audio, I'm going to be sharing, as usual, a little bit of personal update, what I have coming up for March. And then I wanted to get back to some of the polls that I've been putting out and some of your answers. Since I'm looking back on February, I guess I have to hit on Valentine's Day, which I don't want to dwell on. I did not have the Valentine's Day I expected. Very far from it. But that is what it is. I guess in his defense, a few days before Valentine's Day, I was given my first oral orgasm, like orgasm for oral. And yes, I've had oral sex in my lifetime before. For those of you that have been around for a long time, you probably already know a lot of this, but I wasn't into oral. Me giving oral, yes, always been into that, but me getting oral was never something that was very important to me for a long time. And I've since changed. I would like to come on a face. So at least I got that opportunity a couple days before Valentine's Day. And it's got a funny twist to it, actually, because after I came, I guess, can't remember exactly, but we were switching positions or something because he was going to continue on. And I was happy to have him do that, to come again, because it was pretty great. I could do that over and over. But he kind of stands up and stops for a minute. And then I'm like, what are you doing? What's wrong? And he's like, I smell toast. Do you smell toast? And I'm like, all of a sudden I got really concerned because I don't know too much about medical issues or whatever, but I do know that smelling like burnt toast or something is supposed to be a sign, I think it's of a stroke, could be of a seizure, something not good, something you want to be aware of. And so then I stop and I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? What do you mean toast? And I don't smell this toast that he's smelling. He's like, no, I smell toast. And then I get up and I'm worried. I'm like, are you serious? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you? He's like, I'm fine. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, there's no toast. So then I start walking out near the bedroom door. And as I'm getting closer, all of a sudden the smell of toast hits me too. And I just stop mid-walk and I start laughing. And he's like, what? You do smell it, don't you? And then I'm just killing myself laughing. He's like, what the hell? I told you I smelled toast. And I'm like, I didn't smell toast. And then I go, I thought you were having a stroke. And then he starts laughing his guts out because he's like, what the hell? I'm wondering why you're so concerned. And then it clicks to him. Oh yeah, when you smell burnt toast, you're having a stroke. And then we were both just cracking up. And needless to say, I couldn't get him back to switch into sex mode after that. So I mean, I'll take the one time over no times, but I could have taken 3 or 4 times, just putting that out there. And if you haven't guessed already, I did not get to use the Valentine's Day gift. I actually didn't even give it to him on Valentine's Day. It was, I don't know if I mentioned it in the last update-ish message I left, but I had purchased those aphrodisiac chocolates, like that are all the TikTok, Instagram rage. I mean, I'll do anything to get him in the mood. So that was the intention, but they haven't even been broken out of the box. So we'll see. I'll fill you in if they ever do. And I know I had put out a Valentine's Day poll, but I'll get back to that when I get to all the polls. Overall, though, I did have a pretty good February. Again, this month, as seems to be a trend, I found out or realized something I never thought of before when it comes to men and their cocks, actually. It's just something that I guess as a woman, I never really think about certain things. And I'm sure that if the tables are turned and you figured out all the nuances about women having breasts and a vagina and stuff, you'd be fascinated with some of the things you never consider. But the one that came up in February was someone was talking about taking a dick pic, or maybe we were having a conversation about something, and then in the meantime, they were taking a dick pic, and it took them a little while, and then I guess they finally sent it or something, and then they said, I just wanted to make sure my cock was fully hard before I took the picture. And I started laughing my head off because I'm like, that never crossed my mind. Like, I would say that 99.99% of all the dick pics I get are fully hard cocks, but I don't know. It's just something that never crossed my mind. And then as we were discussing, I guess it came up somehow and I said, I am 1,000% sure that my guy has never taken a dick pic. Like, I know you have to trust me on this one. I know all of you are shaking your heads at me, but you gotta trust me on this one. And then I said, at least not for pleasure and not to post and absolutely not to send. Like, there is no way his dick has ever hit the internet or a message or anything like that. But then I started considering it, and truly, I think, like, I've probably gotten a silly underwear pic message to me from him at one point in our lifetime, but never a dick pic. And so a few days later, I asked him about it and I said, just tell me the truth. You know, I won't care. Like, he knows I wouldn't be mad or anything. And he's like, fuck no. Why would I be taking a picture of my dick? Like, just so, like, that's ridiculous. Then he went on to say, well, actually, no, I probably have taken one or two to see something down there that I can't get a picture of. If I felt something and I was like, what the hell is that? And I wanted to see it, I've taken a picture, but there's no pictures. And so, yeah, that was exactly what I knew his answer and reaction would be, actually. What else? I can't. Oh, I was supposed to have another girls' night in February as well, but it got canceled and moved to March. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to attend that girls' night date. But if I can, I will certainly let you know if there's any interesting gossip from that. So going back to my poll, my Valentine's Day poll, I asked what men want on Valentine's Day. And I know I put it in the poll as one of the options, but I really didn't expect it to be number one. It being affection, hugs, kissing, touching. I don't know. I didn't expect that. And maybe this is an answer from some of the you that are single, so you'd kind of miss those basics, which is 100%. I probably would have picked that one too. But if it's from those of you in relationships, that kind of breaks my heart because I am, like, affection is so important to me. That if I didn't have that in my relationship, I probably wouldn't have a relationship. Like, just closeness, touching, even public displays of affection are good. Sometimes at night, because of the position that I like to sleep on, like, I like to sleep on my stomach. So if I'm getting cuddled too hard or too heavy from behind / on top of me, I feel kind of claustrophobic, like I'm too hot and I don't have enough air in my lungs if you're like too much on top of me. So then I might say, okay, limit the nighttime REM sleep cuddles. But other than that, always, anytime. And the next highest response to that poll was just sex in general on Valentine's Day. And I'm right there with you all. And I was going to say probably as those of you not in relationship, but fuck, I'm in a relationship and I still have that answer. And then as your partner to try something new in the bedroom, which is a fair answer as well. So that was an interesting poll. I was glad to put that one out. I also figured out from a poll last month that apparently I am the weird one with respect to leaving the bathroom door open all the time. That is not common, so that's okay. But, and again, I sometimes close it, not often, but the consensus from that poll is that you close the door but very rarely lock it, which is perfectly fine as well. And then there was a poll I put out a while back, I think it was January, that asked, what sexual acts do you wish your partner enjoyed, but they don't? And honestly, this should have been a no-brainer for me, but I don't know. For some reason, this never crossed my mind that it would be number one, but dirty talk was number one. And yeah, well, you're all here listening to me talk dirty, usually in your ears. So it totally makes sense. And I'm glad to hear it, mind you. And then the next one was blowjobs. And that I thought would have been right up there. That and anal, I figured, would be right up there. But first one was dirty talk. Second was giving blowjobs. Just looking at. Third was cum swallowing. That makes sense as well. And fourth and fifth were anal and throat fucking. So yeah, some of those did surprise me. I thought, if I'm looking at the list, I would have thought watching porn maybe together would have come out a little higher. I didn't say watching porn together, though. I just said watching porn. Yeah, I thought that one might have been a little higher than it was. But it was funny when I looked back to the totals and saw that Dirty Talk was number one for sure. I think that's it for polls. No, wait, no. We had the pick of the month from February's choices, which I still have to record. It'll probably come out within a few days, hopefully. And let me go back. That one. Oh, right. That was the okay, there's a tie on Patreon, but when I looked at Subscribestar votes and the Discord votes, the top choice for the first line pick of the month that will be coming up soon is absolutely your buddies can all come in me. I mean, I can't get any more pregnant. So an audio with that as the first line will come out shortly. As well, we have some new entries in Discord, so there'll be another poll in March for the next first line pick of the month. Which is a good segue into telling you what I have planned for the rest of March. This month, I really thought things through a little better, fingers crossed, than I do most months. I just think about whatever strikes me and write it down and say that's what I'm going to do. But I don't really think about variety necessarily, like some months are gangbang heavy, some months are anal heavy, some months are MILF heavy, because I just might be in the mood for that month, but it doesn't give variety. So this month, this is what I have planned anyways, coming up for March. I want to do a vegan breeding tale, and all I'll say about that is it's big cock focused. I'm definitely going to do a spring break panty party type tale, which will have maybe a little twist. The amazing script writer who wrote the I Only Fuck Married Men series contacted me recently and said has another script for that series ready and that he would want me to have a look at it and potentially record it. And it was really fun to hear from him, because in his message he said, after I've recorded so many of them, when he's writing the new ones, it's my voice he hears in his head as that character. And I just thought that was amazing, because I love that character. I love those stories about that total bitch that just wants to fuck a married man and rub it in people's faces. I fucking love her. So I read it over. I'm, you know, going back and forth with him on a couple things, but I'm pretty confident that that will be out next month as well. I want to do a pleasurable pegging audio. I also was sent a story to read, a literotica story to read that was very unique and very fun. And I think I'm going to do my spin on it, which means it will be a Jill Off Club type story, all female, all naughty fun. That's what I'm hoping to do with that in March. I also have a Storytime Spring Break fun story to do for those of you in that tier. And in that tier, I did a Letters to Lacey Roommates and hinted that that would be a little bit of a saga. It's going to end up leading to a shared partner sort of tale. Hopefully that's not too much of a spoiler, but episode 2 in that should be in your ears like tonight, tomorrow, very, very soon. I've already recorded it, just have to edit it. And then I will do another episode in the Roommates Letters to Lacey series for that tier. Lastly, I have a MILF audio plan. I have two ideas for a MILF audio. One is more of a MILF's Gone Wild, and one is more of a MILF makes a porno type of thing. So I don't know which one I'm choosing just yet, but a MILFy audio as well for March. And again, whatever else I might come up with. But these ones are the ones that I really thought about. They have concepts in my mind, they give variety, and I can flush out a good tale for them over the course of the month. So I hope that you guys will be looking forward to hearing all of that naughtiness. And I hope you know that you can always feel free to tell me what are some of the things you love or you're dying to hear again. Or if you read a naughty story or something like that and think that could spark some inspiration for Lacey, feel free to send them to me. I'm not good at reading everything right away, to be honest. It takes me a little while, but when I do get to them, I dive right in. And regardless, even if it's not the actual tale that I jump off from, it definitely will spark something in me. Anytime I read or watch something dirty, I always get some inspiration from it. It's great. I love it, but it's also a bit of a curse because I just have too many things on my mind that I want to get done for you all, and only so many hours in the month and time in the naughty room, I guess. I am having so much fun doing what I do for you, and I appreciate all of you supporting me doing this so, so much. I don't say it enough. I don't get enough opportunities to say it, but damn, I love that you love what I do. It's amazing. Also, a quick reminder before I sign off, Dropbox links will be changing soon, so if any of you still don't know how to get the Dropbox link, if you don't see the notice to change or you don't have the updated one, look in the community tab, your community tab on Patreon, or your messages tab on Subscribestar for a message from me with the latest link. If for whatever reason you can't find that or you don't know where it is, email me lushandlace@gmail.com and tell me what your username is on Patreon or Subscribestar so I can find you, and I will send you the most recent link. That's always the best way because there is so much content in my library that I don't want you to miss out on. All right, my luscious ones, I am signing off on February 29th until another 4 years. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.